Yeah, the PURC, which is the Public Utility Regulatory Commission, which is a legal entity, but set up by the government, increased prices so high, utility tariffs so high that industries and domestic consumers were unable to bear. And when we raised the petition to them, they came out to admit that there were errors in it. And so we are demanding that if there are errors, they should return to the status quo, which means the old tariffs, while the stakeholders should meet and discuss what would be the acceptable levels for the parties to accept before they come out with the new rates that they intend to implement.
Now, but Gilbert, I heard the Vice President John Mahama wanted to hold negotiations with you. Why did you turn it down?
No, he didn't want to. They've never invited us. As I explained, in Ghana here, we have a new labor act which recognizes organized labor. So any registered trade union is a legal entity. So if there is any national issue, all the registered trade unions in the country form organized labor. But Ghana TUC happens to be the spokesperson. And they have only been consulting with GTUC. But the majority of the manufacturing sector workers are members of the Industrial Commercial Workers Union. And we are not members of TUC.
So in this case, how do you want your concerns to be addressed by the government?
Yeah, because the government must invite all the stakeholders and not only GTUC.
If the government invites all of you, then what happens?
Yeah, when the government invites all of us with the Association of Ghana Industries, the Ghana Employers Association, all the organized labor people, and then the utility providers, that is Electricity Corporation and Ghana Water and City Corporation, and then the PURC, which is the Regulatory Commission, then we can all sit down and see what would be the acceptable levels that industry can be able to survive and workers will not be laid off. That is our main concern.
So where do you go from here after holding demonstrations and making demands? Where do you go from here? What is your next line of action?
Well, we met the Deputy Chief of Staff at the castle this afternoon when we sent our petition. And the promise is that surely they would these rates will be reviewed, and we want to see how it will be reviewed. And when it is acceptable to all of us, we are not against the increase per se, but it is the level of the increase that the union is against.
How soon did they tell you they're going to review it, and when do you expect an answer from the government?
They said 1 week.
So after 1 week, if you don't hear from them, then what happens?
Then our structures will meet again and decide what should be the next step.